That means our good friend Trent Ferris is here. Tell us about all the deeds and activities that some of York County's finest are doing as we speak.
Sure. So,
Sunday.
The 100 deadliest days of summer has not been good to us this year. Especially on Lake Wylie.
Yeah.
You probably heard on the news, I think I heard Stephen say it, about the drowning we had over Labor Day, out there. So this is just a reminder, even though it's false fall outside and the weather's wonderful, it's still, you know, really nice weather, and there's still going to be some boaters going out there on Lake Wylie. We're just reminding everybody, please wear a life jacket if you plan on getting off of your boat. If you're at the sandbar and you can, you know, walk around and you're chest high, maybe that's okay. But if you're going to jump off, you know, to go swimming anywhere on the lake, just, you know, just wear something that's a flotation device, you know, something that's rated to keep you above the water. And just don't jump off the boat randomly just because your buddies have dared you to do it.
Yeah.
Because now we've had 5 people drown. Four of them were under the 21 years of age and under. So that's a tragedy in itself. So we want to make sure that people know that there's, you know, life. We have never recovered somebody who has drowned from the bottom of Lake Wylie wearing a life jacket. Simple as that. Sounds crass, but it's the truth. If anybody would have gotten off the boat and worn their life jacket before getting off the boat, you know, we may not be here talking about it right now. We ran, you know, usually maybe have 1 or 2 incidents during the summer on Lake Wylie, but this year was pretty high.
5.
So, yeah,
so
5.
Far. Mm-hmm. And to your point, yeah, we still have multiple weeks of summer left.
Yeah. I mean, October's still pretty nice. You know, it's fall. You know, people go out on the lake when it's water still warm in October. So just please be careful when you're out there on the lake. Have a good time. Don't drink and boat. I mean, same thing as drinking and driving. You know, just don't drink and boat. Have a designated skipper on your boat, I guess. Just make sure people are doing things safely out there. Let's end the year off with no more. How about that?
Sure.
So anyway, all right. That's that. That's my spiel on that.
Got your spiel on that.
And so next up, this next guy must have been tired from all the crime that he has
all
been doing.
All the crime.
So, on July 28th at 9:16 p.m., a suspect entered the Walmart off of Highway 274 there in Lake Wylie Clover, and he stole a Beautyrest Luxa Rest queen size air mattress and a Better Homes and Garden luxury velvet plush blanket.
How?
And walked right out of the Walmart with it.
What, is he pushing out in a cart?
Yeah, they just throw them in a cart and walk out.
It's not inflated, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He put it in a cart.
It's in the box.
Okay.
It's in the box, yeah.
Okay.
And then the total value was $187.54. Suspect's description. People will probably get mad at me, especially on the radio, but we're going to put his picture out soon. A black male with dreads, wore a black hat sideways. It's like, wasn't like a normal, like, Bill here or Bill in the back, you know, backwards. Wore a black and red hat, glasses, and a navy blue t-shirt with like a gold emblem on the left chest, khaki pants, and blue and white shoes. So there you go. Somebody just walked out of the Walmart at 9:16 p.m., so he probably needed somewhere to sleep.
I know. Hear me out. This is why you should never hire me, because I would be a terrible officer, because he probably just needed a place to sleep. And I mean, I'm not justifying theft, but I mean, that would just be hard. You're like, okay, well,
to
please
me,
don't steal,
like,
but.
Now you're a wanted suspect for $187. Like,
yeah.
The risk doesn't outweigh the reward, in my opinion.
And like we've always said, that cost goes back to the consumers.
Yep.
Right.
They've got to figure it out. All right, next, the old switcheroo. On Saturday, August 22nd at 5:50 p.m. at the Walgreens off of Pleasant Road in Fort Mill, a white female arrived in a newer model white Dodge Ram 1500 truck. The vehicle remained in the parking lot for about an hour before the female suspect entered the Walgreens carrying in some clothes. She asked an employee to use the restroom, and when she took a reusable Walgreens bag, some chocolate, and several packages off the shelves, and entered the restroom with the merchandise. And then when she left the restroom, she was wearing a different shirt, concealed the merchandise in the clothing that she had changed into that she walked in with, and the Walgreens employee checked the woman's restroom, and the female left and discovered an open packaging of pins and chocolate from on the restroom floor. So,
so all of that to steal pins and chocolate.
Yeah. Brought in a shirt, concealed it in her clothes, put her on a new shirt. I guess she thought that switching her clothes would not make her a suspect, but, you know, that
turns out
to steal pins and chocolate. What is
that's
that?
All, yeah, I don't
20
know,
bucks?
Maybe.
30 bucks?
Yeah. I don't know if you get those good Sharpie pins.
That's really, true. Yeah, maybe $40.
The Expo markers.
And it depends what kind of chocolate, too, right?
It depends on the chocolate and the guy. I mean, I would say, I didn't look it up the value of this one.
It can't be more than $50 for pins and chocolate.
Correct. It's not a whole heck of a lot, but... Then when she left, she entered the Dodge Ram that she came in with another person in that car and left at about 6:57. So a whole hour just to do pins and chocolate.
But in that situation, is there footage like of license plates or you just can see the type of vehicle?
The information I have here was just a white Dodge Ram.
Gotcha.
1500 truck.
And you said it was a newer model too.
Yeah, newer.
Those I'm sitting there thinking this is someone that has a nice vehicle. Probably significant car payment. We're going to steal pins and chocolate.
That's not a cheap truck by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dodge Rams are not cheap.
So there you go. That's what I got for you this week. So if you have any information about these crimes, we're going to try to get them up on our Facebook page today. Try to give us a call at Crime Stoppers, 1-877-409-4321, or just go online, crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com. Or download the P3 app and just, you know, give out any kind of information that you might. You never know what you might, whatever tip may lead to an arrest. So we want to make sure people know that. So.